Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now, Lopez in with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can celebrate Memorial Day with rates as low as 1.9% APR on car loans. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood?
Well, legendary wrestler Ric Flair has apparently been hospitalized. TMZ is reporting that he was hospitalized after suffering some kind of medical emergency. We don't know what the emergency was, but he's apparently in very serious condition. But his wife Wendy Barlow is saying he's going to undergo a procedure today, and she's saying he's going to make a full recovery. He did make a miraculous recovery about 2 years ago. I don't know if you remember this, but he was placed on life support in a medically induced coma for 10 days following a medical emergency, and he came out of that one. He's been diagnosed with early stages of kidney failure, congestive heart failure as well. So last time, he only had a 20% chance of survival, and he made it, so we're hoping this time he makes it as well. We'll keep you posted on what happens with that.
You can't break Ric Flair.
You can't, guess not.
I love
can't.
It.
Well, Sarah Jessica Parker, the tabloids might post something, and she's like, nope, not true. The National Enquirer, because she posted something on Instagram. She posted, actually, okay, this whole letter on her Instagram account about the National Enquirer claiming that she and her husband, Matthew Broderick, were caught on camera in a public screaming match in London. They sent her an email asking to comment on the story, which said that she and Broderick erupted at each other over dinner, where she confronted him how much time he was spending in London. So instead of replying, she posted the email on Instagram, and she said, just like clockwork, over a decade of the same untrue, disgraceful nonsense, saying it's completely untrue. So if you hear anything about a screaming match from them, it is not true.
The National Enquirer?
They're not, yeah.
I thought they were the most trusted news source
in America. I know, you're
surprised.
Do you need to sit down for a moment about that?
Wow, it must have just been a slight error.
I guess so. DinasDirt.com. Well, some sad news in the cat world. Grumpy Cat has passed away.
What? Yep. The meme Grumpy Cat?
Yep. Grumpy Cat's family posted on her official page this morning that he passed away on May 14th from complications from a urinary tract infection. They said, besides being our baby and a cherished member of the family, Grumpy Cat has helped millions of people smile all around the world, even when times were tough. Grumpy Cat was on the morning TV show circuit, mm-hmm. had a book deal, mm-hmm. appeared at South by Southwest, was in commercials for Honey Nut Cheerios, and a Friskies spokes cat as well.
I wonder if he ever just smiled once.
I don't.
You know,
I mean,
just like he got some catnip and he was like,
sometimes
yay.
A smile is just a frown. That's how
upside
Grumpy Cat
down.
Felt. No, just a frown.
Make a living, man. I'm going to start looking grumpier.
DinasDirt.com.
And Demi Lovato just got some new ink in honor of her grandmother. She showed off a huge arm tattoo on Instagram. It's a portrait of her grandmother as a young woman. It's she said, this is for you, Meemaw. You at 26 on my arm while I'm 26 and forever. I love you more. She said, it's stunning and the most meaningful tattoo I have ever gotten. Did see it. They did a great job. It's on the inside of her arm. I think it was her left arm, and it looks great. So she's getting a lot more tattoos. I think she keeps likes to get those in memory of things, which is fine.
Yeah,
totally cool.
Keep some fresh skin for other family members.
You got to make sure. Yeah, make sure you don't use too much for frivolous
things. Right, yeah. Portion it out.
That's right. And that is your Dirt for 640. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Way we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40. Lopez in for Dina this morning, and this update being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get great rates on car loans as low as 1.9%. For details, you can call 413-733-2800. All right, so what's up in Dirt, Lopez?
We talked a couple days ago about Kelly Ripa saying that The Bachelor disgusts her by pining women against each other for some guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show's host and the creator from the ABC show The Bachelor, they fired back at her saying that the show pays her salary. And now, in this Twitter war, Ellen Pompeo has joined into the fight. From Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. She is with Kelly. She is slamming them, saying that we don't attack successful women on our network, and men certainly cannot take credit for their success. Don't get me started on your show, because I'm savage.
So, wow.
What, it's a lot of back and forth on this Twitter war.
If the show's making millions of dollars, though, you're going to want to continue to do that.
On a side note, technically, it does not pay her salary. It is a different company that pays her salary, even though they're both played by ABC. And on the show, The Bachelorette herself, Hannah Brown, did confront Kelly about it. She said that the show, a lot of her best friends came from the reality show, and she calls the show empowering. But I guess Kelly, probably still not a fan.
DinaStirt.com.
Prince Harry has settled a lawsuit against Splash News and Photo Agency. He claimed, we talked about this a while ago, that they took some invasive measures to get photos of his and Meghan Markle's home in Cotswolds, which is their private country retreat, and it wasn't so private when the company hovered their helicopter over the place to get pictures, and they were able to get pictures inside of the living room and dining room and even inside the bedroom by hovering over it and taking really close shots. And so the couple's camps of the photos undermine the safety and security of them. And Fox News is saying that the case has been settled. He's walking away with substantial damages, along with an apology from the agency. They said that this was a misstep, and they were ensured this will not be repeated as well. So they got theirs.
In the mail, you don't care about the apology letter.
I guess not.
Where's the check in all of this? Where's the check?
Joe Jonas is telling New York Magazine that there were many awkward moments with women during his Disney days. He says, there are moments I'd walk into my hotel room and not only to find a girl I didn't know standing there. And for the record, we didn't have the traditional rock and roll experience. We were kids working with Disney, so finding a girl in our hotel room didn't feel like an open invitation. It felt like a problem we had to solve without getting us into trouble. And he said there was a time in South America where a hotel staff member stuck his kid into the room. I didn't know what they were hoping would happen, but security showed her out.
So, like housekeeping, like putting a friend or something.
Yeah.
Like their kid just waiting for them.
That's right.
There's something wrong about that.
It wasn't like those old, like, 80s metal bands, he was saying. Like, this is not something where we partied like a rock star. We were Disney kids. This was scary.
It is creepy, though, to walk into your hotel room.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, MusicNews.com is saying that Sia is such a huge fan of the CBS Survivor show, or CBS show Survivor, that she apparently likes to give money to someone. She calls it with the Sia Award. $100,000.
What, on top of their winnings?
Whoever. It doesn't matter whether they won or not. So Jeff Probst was talking about this on the show. He said, we happen to have a super fan who is Sia. She just loves Survivor, and every season she created her own award, the Sia Award.
Uh-huh.
She gives it to a contestant she was most entertained by. So they didn't have to win, as long as they entertained Sia. And this year it was Rick Devins.
You got a guaranteed 100 grand. If I were on that island, on an island, I'd be like, I love Sia. Like, that's all I would talk about for my whole time on the island.
Yeah. So she said, I've been so lucky in my life. I want to share my success. And I get a lot of enjoyment from this show. She also donated money. She donated $15,000 to Joe Anglim after he agreed to cut his hair for children's cancer. And another $15,000 to Aurora McCreary for just making it through foster care.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
She's just giving all this money to people who aren't Survivors. I had no idea that the show was even still on, let alone Sia was giving them money.
I know, additional prizes. That's very cool.
And that is your Dirt at 740. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
And now, let's do this.
Yeah.
Lopez in with Dirt, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can celebrate Memorial Day with rates as low as 1.9% APR on a car loan. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Lopez?
Well, the next Batman could be Robert Pattinson?
Well,
you just said you were excited about the new one.
No, I said I'm not.
Oh, I thought you said
not you were. Excited.
Because we know Ben Affleck isn't going to be doing it anymore. It was very short-lived for him. But Variety is saying that the Twilight star Robert Pattinson is their top choice to play the next Batman.
No.
Now, Warner Brothers hasn't commented on... How do you... You don't even like these movies. What do you care?
I Daniel, I don't know. Daniel Craig, maybe.
What? No.
He can do anything.
That would not. I mean, he's a very good actor. I wouldn't want him as Batman. But if he does do this at 32 years old, he would be the youngest actor to ever play the superhero on the big screen, which is kind of strange because Batman's generally played youngish. So it would be kind of interesting to have a younger person do it.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, late last month, a judge held a hearing that determined testimonies from alleged assault victims of Harvey Weinstein unrelated to his criminal charges, but they're saying that the information about this could taint the jury pool, but everyone from New York Times and Associated Press were hoping that these documents could be unsealed, but that's not going to be happening. Variety reports say yesterday the New York State Appeals Court determined that the documents will stay sealed, and what they're saying is that given the worldwide media scrutiny of this case, that it's the only way to prevent tainting of the jury pool. So we won't be hearing those reports.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, we've been talking about Britney Spears a lot in the conservatorship. A judge has ordered her to undergo an evaluation, and turns out she's not the only one. Entertainment Tonight says that the court records show the judge ordered an evaluation into all the guardians involved in the singer's conservatorship. That includes her father, Jamie, saying that they want to make sure that they make the best decisions regarding her case.
So they want to hear their stories as well.
They're
going to
evaluate everybody involved in this to make sure everything is on the up and up, I guess. And it's expected to be completed for the next hearing, which is September 18th. But Britney, still showing that she can do what she does, because she posted up on Instagram an elaborate dance routine to Michael and Janet Jackson's Scream. So that's up on there for you can watch her dance. She's still doing it.
And it's great. The court's looking out for her. Of course, we wish Britney the best.
Yeah, hoping the best happens.
Great girl.
DinaStirt.com.
And I guess Michael Jackson's sons launched a new YouTube series right after graduating college. Prince Jackson, he just graduated. He joined his brother in launching a YouTube show. It's going to be hosted by Prince, his brother Biggie, who used to be known Blanket, and their cousin Taj Jackson. They made the announcement official on Instagram, but you can watch it on the YouTube. What they're going to do is review movies. The first one is reviewing the new Avengers movie. So they're just kind of chilling out, chatting, eating pizza.
That's not exciting.
Reviewing the movie. They pretty much said, bear with us, because if you watch it, you can tell that they're not like hosts of anything.
Yeah. The real money is making slime.
They should. Maybe,
colored slime. My daughter will watch that all day long.
Maybe they should make slime while reviewing movies.
That's where the money is.
That
slime.
That might be a good idea. And that is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.